it's quite nice, isn't it, to come out into the air afterwards.
Yeah, you feel warm,
diving,
don't you?
Yeah, before diving straight in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm catching up with Stephanie this morning. And Stephanie, I met you back in October, I think it was, when you usually kind of swam, well, before me, really, and I always caught you kind of taking the temperature of the water after you swam, but you don't do that anymore.
Oh, no, I do.
You
I'll
do? Oh, have you?
Yes.
Oh, you're taking it afterwards. Yes. So what do you feel, what do you think it is at the moment?
I think it's probably about 6.2 maybe, something
you
like
reckon?
That. Yeah.
Really? And
yeah.
You normally take it in the deep end or in the shallow end? Because the shallow end is actually a bit colder.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And you think it's still above 6?
I do, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's have a look later. We're going to go to the sauna now and have a quick chat with Stephanie. Because, first of all, I think you've just got the most beautiful stroke. and now I looked very carefully photographing you as you were swimming. You did 3 lengths. And how did it feel?
It felt good. I don't want to push myself. So I had a bit of a funny turn, actually, towards the back end of last year.
Did you?
Yeah. And I came out and I felt dizzy, so I thought, you know, and this kind of temperature around 6, I don't want to push. So
okay.
I know people are doing a lot more than that at the moment, but for me, that's fine.
No, everybody has to gauge their
own
body.
So with this, I'm not pushing it.
Yeah.
So it felt nice, and
but
I feel good.
It's funny, you know, because I've always got this mind game. I can't do uneven numbers.
Can you?
Unless I walk up and
yes.
leave my kind of strategy with flip-flops and not walk down on cold concrete.
Yeah, no, and I do feel... similar to that, but I thought today I just don't want to, it could be that one length too much. So,
yeah. Well, I swam 4, when was it?
Oh, did you?
Last week, not today, today I swam 2, but the last week, and the 4th length was just agony.
Yeah.
And it was 5.5 or something.
Oh, yeah.
It was really too much. Yeah. Then I paid for it, but I think 2 or 3 is just right.
Yeah. Well, Alison's just done 4.
I know,
so
and she's a breaststroke.
Yeah.
I know.
So, and they're in the water for a little bit longer.
Of course
so.
They are. Yeah.
Yeah, and you look at the time, I'm probably in a lot less than others because I'm, you know,
yeah, you swim fast. Exactly.
But,
yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. So what does it do for you, cold water swimming?
I just find it just completely lifts my mood. So if I, you know, I wake up feeling sluggish and a little bit down, and just come here and it just completely changes it all. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Do you think it's a hormonal thing or what is it? Why do you think we feel better after having been in cold water?
And it sort of wakes you up, I think, and just sort of...
gets your blood
moving?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because you come almost every day, don't you?
Yes,
really?
I try to. But last Sunday, I just couldn't come. I just felt too tired. And,
but the thing
which is a shame. I think I should have. It would have probably pep me up.
But I think, you know, you always have this fine line of overdosing. So a day off, I take a day off.
Do you?
Yeah, because I've overdosed in other sports just by doing it.
And I once I wanted a long lie-in and I just thought the lie-in is just going to have to wait until Monday.
Brilliant. And tell me this now quickly. You did you swim for clubs or something?
I did as a child.
Yeah.
And then in, you know, what tends to happen is in your 20s, you sort of give it all up.
Yeah.
And then somebody introduced me to open water swimming about in 2008.
Yeah.
And since then I've been hooked and then found this late 2008 and it's completely changed my life, honestly.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. It's beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, great, thank you.
Thank you.
And enjoy the rest of
Thanks
your weekend.
You
Thanks.